Hi guys, welcome to part 7 of my video series, Procedures Under Local Anesthesia. Today we're going to talk about the lip lift. The lip lift is a permanent way to achieve augmentation of the upper lip, and at the same time, decrease the amount of skin between the nose and the upper lip. You may be born with congenitally small upper lip and a very long philtrum, or as a result of age, you may have bone loss in this area, causing the cutaneous portion of the lip to elongate and you to lose your upper lip or the upper lip to evert. The corners of the mouth can also droop in that situation. So a lip lift is a way for those younger patients who are tired of fillers plumping up their lips to achieve permanent lip augmentation, and a way for older patients who have some aging changes in the lip to reverse those changes. Under local anesthesia, we bring you into the office and give you pills which relax you. Then I design the incision line, which runs underneath the nostril, in the sill, along the columella, in the other sill, and along the other nostril. And then a bullhorn-shaped ellipse of skin is designed. The amount of skin excised determines the amount of lift we get and the amount of decrease of the cutaneous upper lip. Once the incision is designed, I bring you back, numb the entire lip, give you local anesthesia, so the procedure is relatively painless. The skin is excised, I elevate in the deep plane, and then close very meticulously in multiple layers to achieve tensionless closure that ensures we have a fine to imperceptible scar hidden underneath the nose once the lift is done. The whole procedure takes about an hour. Most of the recovery is in the first 7 to 10 days, with sutures removed at 5 days. Bruising and swelling is pretty pronounced in the beginning, but it goes down rapidly. And as a result of a lip lift, patients have a permanently augmented upper lip and a much prettier palate.